In this case file we find out what happens to RBC after losing a casino challenge. Rubberbound COP will be only referred to in this true story as it or GIMP per Sir's order. Levi, the Sir ordered it to only refer to Sir as Sir from this point further, in and out of bondage scenes. The rules were simple, each game lost would equal more time to be locked in gear and bondage items. For example, if it lost a card game and that cards in the hand summed at 18, then 18 hours would be added to the time locked later. To make this more interesting for the Sir, Sir made it clean out for the last 3 days and only was on a protein shake diet. Sir also had it wear a rubber suit under some extremely tight jeans and a very tight long-sleeved t-shirt. Sir would also take it into the men's room every so often and force it to take a feeding syringe full of a bluish-colored pasty substance. Sir had many of these in a backpack. The total loss, 84, which equaled 84 hours. It was given the option to double or nothing. It took the chance and failed big time. The game Sir chose was the roulette wheel, the number lost was 35. Sir said that number would be added to the previous and then doubled equaling 238 hours. When we returned to Sir's place, Sir had it put on a pair of thick and long industrial rubber gloves and then get into a very thick rubber suit. The inside of the suit had been heavily coated with very thick J-lube. Next, it had to put on knee-high boots and the lacing had to be cinched extremely tight all the way up each boot. The chastity belt with built-in metal plug was next. Sir made sure the inner cock ring and penis tube, J-lubed as well, attachments were in place before the metal cup piece went over those two items. Sir made sure to cinch the metal rod that went up the ass crack was so tight that the metal plug was held firmly in and that every very minor movement would be well felt. Once happy with the effect this created, the squirm factor, Sir went on to insert waterproof earbuds in its ears, followed by a rubber hood with the inside so heavily coated with extremely thick J-lube, perforated eye holes, a built-in inflatable tube gag, and metal spikes in the mohawk pattern. The hood was tucked into the suit. The earbuds wire was connected to its phone and that was clipped to the back of the chastity belt. To complete the items Sir was putting on it, was a heavy, wide metal collar and locking it on with a padlock. All the keys were put into a timed lock box. The lock box was carefully wrapped and packed into a shipping box. Sir had it put a shipping label on the box that contained its address. "Now you are ready for your prison time, aren't you, Gimp?" Sir said. To prime it for what Sir had in mind and to distract it from thinking, it was forced to inhale 8 long hits of treats. As soon as it began to squirm uncontrollable, Sir turned on the earbuds on maximum volume. A recording of Sir began to play on repeat the following while techno-hypnotic music played, "Sir is the owner of this GIMP. It will only respond to Sir when in gear, no exceptions. When in gear, it will only know two sounds, one grunt equals yes, two grunts equals no, three grunts repeated means something is wrong and needs attention. It will know no other words or sounds, understand GIMP? When Sir clear Sir's thought, it will do a full squat where the heels of its butts are firmly pressed in its ass cheeks and the knees are spread as far as they can be. This position will be held for no less than 80 seconds and must be done only when in rubber and must occur no matter where it may be, no exceptions, understand GIMP? It may take direction from any Sir and must obey any Sir's orders at any time, understand GIMP? It must take anything Sir feeds it without any emotion, it eats, drinks, breathes only what this Sir wishes it to, no exception GIMP 3. Characters it may never come, even if given permission from any Sir, understand GIMP? Any mistakes it makes when in rubber and if it has access to treats, it must take 9 very long inhales of its treats without delay, if its hands are bound, it will keep a count and take the sum once its hands are unbound, no exceptions GIMP 3. Characters when out of gear, it will always start and end each of its communications to Sir with Sir, yes Sir. No exceptions, understand GIMP? It is the property of Sir, it is a rubber-bound object, it exists to serve Sir and Sirs only, it is the property of Sir 3. Characters Sir would leave this on playing at maximum for all the 238 plus hours, only pausing once a day to charge the phone. Sir spent the rest of the night tormenting it through various bondage scenes and techniques. Sir allowed it to only get 2 hours of sleep, but it was only an in-and-out sleep as it was way too horny to get a full sleep. When AM came, Sir woke it up with an unknown number of inhaled treats and a full syringe of more of the pasty bluish mix, this time with Sir's cum mixed in. This would repeat 4 more times. Sir said this would be the food for now on. Later in the AM Sir lowered the volume to the earbuds just enough that it could hear Sir but with a slight struggle to hear Sir at normal voice. Then Sir took it for a ride and had it drop the box of keys into a shipping drop box. IT is fucked now, isn't IT 3, characters, sir said in a very loud voice. No sooner than he finished saying that when black duct tape was firmly placed over the perforated eye holes of the hood. Several more layers would go until absolutely no glimpse of light was seen. Now it is really really fucked now, isn't IT GIMP 3, characters, sir said even louder as sir fed it a ton more of inhaled treats. It's majorly fucked up now, isn't IT GIMP 3, characters, sir said even louder than before. After a while the vehicle pulled off onto a very bumpy road. Some time would pass on that road before the vehicle came to a full stop. The door opened and it was guided out of the vehicle. It was connected to a metal chain leash also locked to the collar. It felt the leash tug, so it began to walk. It heard sir clear sirs through, so it stopped instinctively and did the full squat. That's a good GIMP, it must be learning, is the GIMP learning from its programming? It did not answer and was suddenly greeted with seven long inhales of treats after sir held sir's thumb over the breathing tube in the gag and repeated that before each of the seven inhales. We started to walk again when it hears sir clear sir's throat again. It repeated the squat. Struggling to hold the position from all the treats, sir slapped its ass as hard as sir could, or so it felt. More inhaled treats were fed to it. Now is it learning, sir yelled. It made one firm loud grunt. Now that is a good GIMP. It is learning, said sir. The walk would continue for about 2 hours before returning to the vehicle. Once back on the road sir said, sir does has not heard sir answering the questions in the recording, IT will learn to do so no matter what. No sooner the volume of the recording went back to maximum, and the breathing tubes inserted in the nostrils were hooked up to some mechanism that constantly fed it the treats. Every inhale made its presence, and it knew there was no stopping it. It had no choice but to keep beating it. It grunted to answer each question in the recording from that point forward. Later that day when we returned to sir's house, sir took it to the basement and pushed it up against a pole and handcuffed its hands behind the pole with heavy metal handcuffs, then proceeded to install heavy metal shackles to its ankles putting the chain that connected them behind the pole as well. Taked another chain and connecting the handcuff chain to the shackle chain. Sir fed it more treats into the breather tube in the gag, before pulling out a glass jug. Sir proceeded to piss in it. Then sir took an empty feeding syringe and filled it with sir's piss and forced it down the tube in the gag followed with more treats. Now it knows its second food source, doesn't it? It grunted very firmly once. Sir repeated the treatment two more times and adding a pair of large tit clamps to its tits, before leaving the basement. What seemed like a few hours would go by before it heard the volume lower just a bit on the recording. It was apparent by the sounds that there were many men in the basement now. It's feeding time GIMP. Sir said as sir forced the treats and feeding mix into it. As it started to get into a squirm fest, sir released the shackles and handcuffs. The treats were so much stronger than before so it did not even realize that the handcuffs and shackles were removed for a long time. Not soon after another dose of feed and treats, its memory would go blank just as the recording returned to maximum volume. When it started to remember again, sir removed the tape off the hood and cleaned the residue off from the tape, it soon noticed it was daylight. Sir informed it, that it had been in the basement for over 2 days and sir said it performed well, that sir was very pleased. Sir after feeding it and dosing more treats took it back home. Okay, GIMP, you will remain like this till its package arrives, and the timer allows the keys to be accessed. It still will not unlock itself till it has obtained permission to do so from this sir and only this sir, understood sir. It made a very firm grunt. Also, the GIMP will take 4 long doses of the treats sir has put in its backpack, there is plenty of new jars for it not to run out. It will send it hourly pictures to sir and when sir wants, no exceptions. It will leave the volume on maximum level, no exception it may only answer calls from this sir for the rest of its prison term. Sir has left many feeding syringes, each filled with the mix of sir's cum and protein shake and some blue powder, the yellow creamy ones are the ones filled with protein mix and sir's piss. Those will be taken every other time, no exception 3. Characters got all this GIMP. It grunted very loud and strong once. 3 days would pass before package would arrive. It let sir know that the package arrived. Sir instructed it to not open it and sir would be over later that night. When sir arrived and worked it up a bit then really dosing it up with treats asked, okay GIMP, now answer honestly, it only gets one chance to answer. And as sir said that the breathing tubes were blocked for a bit then all introduced a super strong treat, one like it never had. After a few hits of that sir's voice came over the earbuds, now GIMP, for that question, does it want to get out of its GIMP skin? It without thinking grunted very strongly once. So does that mean, Gimp, that it wants to be Sir's permanent property, the lifelong object of Sir's, no exceptions? For some reason, without a thought or hesitation, it instantly gave a very firm, solid grunt. As soon as that came out, Sir took my leash and loaded it into Sir's vehicle. It was brought back to Sir's basement. The next day it was told by Sir, wondering why it cannot think of anything other than being Sir's property. Why will it never want to leave its rubber prison, Gimp? It was professionally hypnotized and toughly brainwashed to think like that, and things it will never know it was programmed with. Even if it is ever returned in or is released from its rubber prison, it will instantly return to when a command is issued. It will not even know what or when, it just will. And guess what, Gimp? There is nothing it can do. The programming and alterations are already in place and running, not even if Sir wanted to cancel them. The Gimp is truly and permanently fucked to the max 3 characters. All it could do is give a firm grunt. A few weeks would go by, and it was released and returned home. It awaits. Sir contacts it a few times a day. Stay tuned for the next report after the next activation.